It's 8:38. Wales' richest man, Sir Terry Matthews, has told BBC Radio Wales that UK government investment in infrastructure is not enough and that university graduates need more help to become the business people of the future. Sir Terry was speaking at the official opening of the Alacrity Foundation in Newport, a project which aims to create the technology companies of the future using recently graduated students. We've been following the project since they started recruiting. Paul Heaney went along to see what progress they've made.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pleasure that we are here today to open Alacrity House.
The official opening of the Alacrity Foundation's UK headquarters in Newport this week. 11 graduates have now been recruited into teams with the aim of launching the next generation of high-tech companies.
I think mostly we've now got a little bit of momentum coming together. Strong relationships with strategic partners.
Alex O'Brien was one of the first to sign up earlier this year. I asked him what progress had been made since we last spoke a few months ago.
We've looked extensively at what happens in education at the minute and in a load of different sectors of education, and we're looking to up-tech that in one sense, working again with a truly global strategic partner with a good degree of clout, essentially. To bring a really innovative offering to that market. And again, I'd like to say, I'm biting my tongue a bit here, because I'd probably like to say more, but there are a load of sensitivities at this stage, and we should probably talk in a lot of detail when those are sorted out.
Can I say how delighted I am to be with you today, and I'm delighted this is going to be such a successful venture.
Half of the funding for the five-year project has come from the Welsh Government. The other half, £2.5 million, has come from the private sector. Lord David Curry was Dean of Cass Business School in London until 2007. He's now Alacrity's chairman. So what does he feel that the project offers, which universities do not?
We're giving them, in a very intensive programme, the things which they lack, often the practical stuff, like how you sell, how you present, how you work with people, putting them into teams. And so you're really focused on developing a product with a client in mind. And that's a very different process. The mentors, the people teaching you on the programme, have all created businesses. And so the students are being exposed to real entrepreneurs. And it rubs off.
Alex Evans and Hemet Kerai only signed up in the last couple of weeks after graduating from Cardiff University. They considered starting their own business. So what made them join Alacrity instead?
Yeah. The graduates that have joined, even though we're from similar courses, computers courses, we also have areas of expertise. The business graduate was like, okay, you know, this model won't sell. As I know it's what you want, but that isn't going to sell anything. No one's interested in that. So I think it's nice just putting all these different minds, different ideas, and we all just come together and hopefully make something good.
I think that's definitely one thing Alacrity strive for, is just a perfect balance within a team, because at the end of the day you don't want too many IT people, you don't want too many business, because your approach just goes too narrow-minded and you don't have that perfect balance of what you need in the business world these days.
Sir Terry Matthews has drawn on his contacts in the business world to provide mentoring for the students who sign up, and the Alacrity Foundation has been successfully running in Canada for several years. Most of those who have signed up here are from Wales or have studied here. Sir Terry told me he wants more experienced business people sharing their expertise with this generation's graduates, and that it's not just big infrastructure projects that will keep the Welsh and British economy in good health.
You still have to invest on that big infrastructure side, and I'm saying, but that's not enough. You need to have a next generation of businesses coming along. And in particular, you need to encourage the new graduates that are coming out of universities, help them to become a next generation of business people. Because they come out of universities, they never run a business, they never had to deal with a board of directors. We need to give the next generation in this country a good shot at fighting back.
There we go, the words of Sir Terry Matthews, Wales' richest man, on how to grow the economy. Paul Heaney reporting there.